This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and it's Oscar season. This year, Massachusetts will be well represented at the 83rd Academy Awards ceremony, which takes place this coming Sunday. There are 16 nominations for films made in the Bay State, including two for Best Picture, The Social Network, about Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, and The Fighter, about a Lowell boxer, played by Mark Wahlberg, and his trainer, played by Christian Bale.
You gotta run against this guy. Let him punch himself out. Take him to the body, right? Get inside. Switch stances like you're gonna work his right. Hit him on the left.
You ain't me. All right, you can't be me. You had a hard enough time being you when you had your chance, and that's why you're in here.
To talk about films and other Oscar business, we're joined now in the studio by Daniel Kimmel. He's the Boston correspondent for Variety. He's also the author of several books about the movie industry, including his latest, Jar Jar, Binks Must Die, and other observations about science fiction movies. And welcome back to Radio Boston, Daniel. Good to have you.
Happy to be here.
So let's talk first about The Fighter, which we just heard that clip from. It stars Mark Wahlberg as the Lowell boxer, but many are saying Christian Bale, who plays his brother, sort of stole the show.
I don't think it's a matter of stealing the show. It's a great, truly great supporting performance. Bale swept all the critics' awards, or nearly all of them. He is absolutely the favorite. If you had to pick one sure thing for Oscar night, I would say Christian Bale is it. And I give Mark Wahlberg credit for that. He's the one who put the project together. He has, as an actor, as a producer, as a deal maker, has had such a wonderful career that I don't think he's threatened by the fact that somebody else in his movie is getting all this acclaim. It's just making his movie look better.
Well, it sounds like a terrific movie. It's one I haven't seen yet, but I look forward to seeing it. I also want to point out Best Supporting Actress nominations are also going to Melissa Leo and Amy Adams in that movie, who play the fighter's mother and girlfriend.
Right. Melissa Leo is the favorite, but I understand that there's some buzz out on the West Coast that she may have overstepped her bounds in her Oscar campaign. You're supposed to be very low-key. You're not supposed to show you want it, and apparently she did. So, it depends in the voting process. Was there some blowback on this? But Melissa Leo, I think, is still the favorite for Best Supporting Actress.
You know, let's talk next about The Social Network, which is nominated for Best Picture. This, of course, is about Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg's incredible rise to become the world's youngest billionaire, while he also attempts to break into Harvard's somewhat impenetrable social scene. Let's listen to a scene with Jesse Eisenberg, who plays Mark Zuckerberg, and Rooney Mara, who plays his girlfriend.
Teddy Roosevelt didn't get elected president because he was a member of the Phoenix Club.
He was a member of the Porcellian, and yes, he did.
Well, why don't you just concentrate on being the best you can be?
Did you really just say that?
I was kidding. Although just because something's trite doesn't make it any less
I want to try to be straightforward with you and tell you that I think you might want to be a little more supportive. If I get in, I will be taking you to the events and the gatherings, and you'll be meeting a lot of people you wouldn't normally get to meet.
Incredible dialogue in this movie, which I guess Aaron Sorkin had an awful lot to do with.
Yes, indeed. In fact, watching this movie, I said, I wish The West Wing was still on the air just to hear Jesse Eisenberg do some more Sorkin dialogue.
So is this the favorite for an Oscar for Best Film?
No. In fact, it's one of those weird dichotomies where all the critics groups go for one film, and then you see the professional groups going for another film. I remember like a decade or so ago, every critics group in the country went for L.A. Confidential, which won a screenplay award and an actress award, and the best picture was Titanic. I think the favorite is King's Speech.
Oh, which is a terrific movie.
Terrific film. And as I was joking with one of your staff people yesterday, also has a Massachusetts connection.
Really?
Right. Massachusetts used to be a British colony.
There you go. I hadn't thought of that. What about Jesse Eisenberg for Best Actor? Back to The Social Network.
Boston Society of Film Critics, my group that I'm a former president of, we gave him Best Actor. I think it's a great performance. I've been watching him in films over the years, and this was a real breakout performance. I think one of my colleagues, put it best and said, nobody's ever going to confuse him with Michael Cera again. It showed he's not just that, puppy dog teen character. This was a really great performance. Unfortunately, he's up against Colin Firth in The King's Speech, and that's going to be a tough one to beat.
He's a tough man to beat, indeed, particularly in that role. Other films with a sort of local Boston-ish flavor that have been largely overlooked, it. They include The Town, although in The Town, right, there's a Best Supporting Actor nominee.
Right, right. Jeremy Renner from The Town. The Town kind of got snubbed by the Oscars. But, you know, if I was Ben Affleck, I wouldn't worry about it because, wow, Affleck's turned into a great director. Between that and Gone Baby Gone, I'm ready for his next film. He may be a much better director than he is an actor.
Well, if folks haven't seen The Town, this is a very gritty story about a group of Charlestown bank robbers. Here's a scene with Ben Affleck, who also directed the film, as Daniel said, and Jeremy Renner, who is up for Best Supporting Actor.
We see a cruiser, stop, take out the engine blocks, keep moving. No one needs to get hurt.
Now, these guards like to test you, though. They want to get hurt for $10 an hour. Don't get in the way.
You know, Daniel, I went to this movie and I just was looking for something to sort of, I just wanted to get away for an evening and forget about stuff. And I was really surprised. This was a really good movie, really taught.
Right. It's very engaging. You're caught up with the characters. And plus the audacity of a car chase in the North End.
Unbelievable. that brings back, what was the Steve McQueen? Bullet in San Francisco. That's what I was thinking.
And the guy who was sort of like the henchman to the crime kingpin, the one who has the Charlestown zip code tattooed on his arm, he's real.
Really?
They found this guy when they were scouting locations, and Affleck said, I want him in the movie.
Hmm. Well, the Best Supporting Actor nomination to Jeremy Renner, he really plays quite a powerful role, right? He's a bank robber, one of the really sort of down and dirty members of the gang, and he does the role beautifully.
Right. Often in these crime films where there's a gang, there's one guy who's, you just know, the wrong thing is going to send them out of control, say like Joe Pesci in Goodfellas. That's Jeremy Renner here.
Now, there are other films with a local flavor that have been sort of largely overlooked. Shutter Island, Conviction, The Company Men. Is there a reason why we're seeing so many films from around here represented at the Oscars?
Well, yeah, certainly. Well, you have, you know, between the Massachusetts Film Office, which is now in transition, the tax breaks and incentives that were bringing productions here. And it was all before the economy crashed, so you had a lot of productions here, and then these movies come in the pipeline. And it turned out that 2010 was not a great year at the movies, but some of the best movies had Massachusetts connections.
It's sort of, it's not since we've seen the era of Good Will Hunting, Mystic River, and films like that, right?
And one other, I suppose we can make the connection, even though it's set in New York, is Black Swan. Natalie Portman went to college here, some place in Cambridge, I forget the name.
I see, yeah, I've heard of that place. The name will come to me. By the end of the show, we'll get it. So let's move beyond Boston. Your picks for this year's Oscars.
If critics don't vote, you know, I'm not a member of the Academy.
Sure.
I had my vote. I would go for The Social Network. I thought it was clearly the best film of the year. But unlike some of my colleagues, I have no problems with The King's Speech. I think it's a marvelous film. I've been recommending it to everybody. And if it wins, I won't have a problem with that. Director, I think possibly Social Network might pull this out because I have a feeling they're going to end up splitting their votes. So Social Network, I don't think is going to get Best Picture, but I think we'll pick up possibly director, very likely adapted screenplay for Aaron Sorkin, perhaps something else.
Well, thanks so much for coming in on Radio Boston, into Radio Boston, excuse me. Daniel Kimmel is the Boston correspondent for Variety. He's also author of Jar Jar Binks Must Die and Other Observations About Science Fiction Movies. And we have one more Oscar story to mention. First-time filmmaker Sarah Nessen, who was born in Brookline, has been nominated for Best Documentary Short. The film is called Poster Girl. It's a gritty portrait of a female veteran suffering from PTSD. We'll have that story tomorrow.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusa, Jessica Albert, Dan Mauzy. Our intern is Jason Breslow.
Jeremy Bernfeld is our web producer. Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.